AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Ukraine will be getting another $500 million in aid. Ukrainian officials say despite Russia's statements of a pullback of troops around Kyiv and another city, Russian forces targeted those two cities today. A source tells the AP U.S. intelligence officials believe Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed about Ukraine and the Russian results there. At the border with Ukraine.
Today we crossed the 4 million mark. I think it's a tragic milestone. It means that in less than a month, or in just about a month, 4 million people have been uprooted from their homes, from their families, their communities, in what is the fastest exodus of refugees moving in recent history.
Alex Munt at the UN says 6 weeks ago, these 4 million or so people were living a normal life. Severe storms that included at least one tornado injured several people, damaged homes and businesses, and downed power lines in Arkansas and Missouri. Forecaster Bill Bunting says more bad weather is on the way.
We expect several tornadoes today, some of which could unfortunately be quite intense, damaging straight line winds and even some hail. So it's going to be a day for folks in these areas to really pay attention to the weather.
The storms come a week after a tornado in a New Orleans area neighborhood carved a path of destruction. One person was killed. President Biden is announcing a new website, COVID.gov, a way to find anything people may need to navigate the virus.
Free vaccines and boosters, free at-home tests, high-quality masks, and for the latest information about the level of COVID-19 spread in your community, you can get that immediately.
And after speaking, the president received his second booster shot. His family says Bruce Willis is stepping away from acting after a diagnosis of aphasia, a condition that causes loss of the ability to understand or express speech. This is AP News. Russia continues to pummel the southern city of Mykolaiv in Ukraine.
Ukraine's State Agency for Emergencies says the death toll in a Russian strike on the regional administration building in the southern city of Mykolaiv has risen to 14 after rescuers removed one more body from the rubble and another person died of wounds at a hospital. Authorities say Russian forces had blasted a gaping hole in the 9-story government building in a strike on Tuesday morning. The regional governor has charged that they waited for people to go to work before striking it. I'm Charles Duletesma.
A review of a scandal-hit British hospital group concluded persistent failures in maternity care contributed to the avoidable deaths of more than 200 babies over two decades. The review began in 2018 after two families that had lost their babies in the care of Shrewsbury and Telford NHS Trust campaigned for an inquiry. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.